Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so let's get to it. It is one of the biggest stories in the sports world, maybe only outshadowed by Luka Doncic, but that can wait. Myles Garrett is a player I brought up during the season, got mocked for it. They would never do it. He loves Cleveland. He hadn't been happy in Cleveland in a while. And the Browns are not caught off guard by the story today, the statement where Myles Garrett has asked for a trade, demanded a trade, whatever you want to call it. He is the reigning defensive player of the year. He is a first-team All-Pro defensive end. He is one of the singular best football players in the entire sport. If you subtract quarterbacks from the conversation, he might be a top-five overall player in the sport. He is a dominator.
Right.
Look, here's where we're going to go with this. Look, I'll get laughed at. If the Detroit Lions don't get in on this, someone you're going to face on your way to a Super Bowl next year will. The teams are already lining up. The Buffalo Bills, the San Francisco 49ers,
Green
the
Bay
Baltimore
Packers.
Ravens, the Green Bay Packers. This is life at the top of the food chain. My whole proposal is more about there are very few players or assets I wouldn't trade rather than what I would be willing to do. Meaning, you could call up and say right now it's going to be 3 first round picks plus Brian Branch. Okay. I'm making a point to you that if I can have Myles Garrett in his prime and Aiden Hutchinson in his prime, you can just shut it down. Mm-hmm. You will basically recreate what the Denver Broncos had in their heyday of Defwu. Don't ever bleep with us. And it was DeMarcus, excuse me. It was, oh my God, I'm spacing out. Von Miller in his prime and then Numbnuts played for the Cowboys. Not DeMarcus. DeMarcus Ware. Thank you. I was like, what is my problem? So they had this pass where she couldn't block it. He just couldn't block it. Mm-hmm. They killed people. They went to back-to-back Super Bowls. If the object is winning a Super Bowl, what have I said? We need another hellraiser on this defense. Now, before all the Brad bots come out and say we want to be built for a long time to be good, I want you to just remember your feeling at the end of this last season. And remember, being built to be good ends with how you feel right now.
Congratulations. You might as well change your colors to red, white, and blue. You're the Buffalo Bills.
So the other side of this will be, well, the Browns don't intend on trading him. Great. The fan base hates the organization. The fan base sides with Myles Garrett. And Myles Garrett here on this team, let me be unequivocal. I do not care about the long-term ramifications. I do not care if it costs you players later. I do not care if it triggers a rebuild a year earlier. If I get a Super Bowl, here's the other thing. Imagine this front. Myles Garrett on one side, Aiden on the other. Aleem in the middle. Mm-hmm. Who's drawing single cover?
Let me help you. No, exactly. Let me help you with this, Mike. with those three, just those three on the front line, your secondary gets 1,000 times better.
Correct.
Because quarterbacks are running for their life. So you don't have to sit there and be like, oh, we got Kendall Vildor back there. Doesn't matter. Because they don't have enough time to throw the ball to him for it to bounce off of his face mask. They don't. You have to
poor
do
Vildor,
this.
Man. Nobody's incurred more slander.
Well, at least he stayed on the team. Reynolds didn't.
Jeez.
Reynolds had to take the bullet, and they just got rid of him because he didn't make the catch. But when I look at this, you're right. Your window is right now. Lions fans, I guess, are there sacred cows that you don't want to see gone? Because to me, there aren't any. Because you look at what Philly did, and they said, screw it, we're going all in. Let's go get Saquon. He's been that difference maker. I think Myles Garrett would be that difference maker on your defense. You're going to have to, if it's a bidding war, it's going to cost you, but that's okay. Think short term, not long term. You think short term, okay, we're giving up this piece and this piece and this draft picks for the next couple of years. That's okay. Because if you get a ring, you get a title, consider yourselves the Rams. You know, once again, they just said, screw it. We're going for it. They brought in Matthew Stafford. They made the trade.
Yep.
They won a title. They haven't been back. And you know what? They don't care because they got a title.
Here's an example. All right. So a couple of these proposals have been put out there. And because you're picking in the later stages of the first round and probably will be for the next couple of years, you got to give more. So they've got a Kansas City Chiefs proposal here on Bleacher Report. It'd be a first round this year, a second round this year, and a fourth round this year, plus Mike Dana, who's a starting edge for them. Chicago Bears are on this list. Packers are on the list. Bears are giving up starting corner Kyle Gordon, a couple of first round picks. So understand, guys, it won't be cheap.
No.
But I'm with Rico on this, and I'd love to know where you guys are at. I don't think it's just sports radio idiocy to suggest that one of the generational players in the league who fills a position of great need for you is potentially available. I don't think it's Madden or anything to make fun of.
Mike, it's not. I mean, I was reading something, and I was telling David, the Niners' pitch right now is take the number 11 pick this year, take next year's first, and we'll throw in Debo, and let's make this thing happen. Like, you're going to have to come off of a player, and it's not going to be, well, what about, can we give up Rodrigo? No.
You know where I'd be scared if he ended up from a Lions perspective? Not just divisionally, obviously, Chicago, Green Bay. The team you don't want this guy landing on? Washington.
And they're in the mix.
You do not want Myles Garrett as a Commander, because the minute that defense adds a pass rusher, look out. They've got Jonathan Allen. They have Daron Payne. They're building a secondary. They just need that edge for Dan Quinn to do what he wants to do. So, look, part of this is you should do it on merit. The other part of it is if you don't do it, this guy, there is a high probability, because the Browns are in the AFC and because they will not want to trade him in the AFC, you will then have to deal with this man.
Mm-hmm.
And God help it if it's potentially in division. Look, what are you willing to give up? And are you willing to finally come down off the altar of Brad Holmes and the let Brad cook stuff? Do you just say, you know what? You gotta go. It's time. And honestly, I'm with Rico on this. You're not keeping everybody around anyways. And if there's one player I'd be willing to screw around with contracts and adjust them and end up with a poison pill 3 years from now, yeah, a guy like Myles Garrett, who I do it for.
Yeah. And it's not to say that it will work, because I'm sure we're going to be people. How do you know it's going to work?
I don't know that it's going to work.
I don't, but you're taking that chance, because if you get this right, then your defense is going to be all that. And as I said, with the remaining pieces that you keep in your secondary, let's say you keep able to keep a Brian Branch back there, man, your secondary becomes that much better, because the pass rush is going to be phenomenal. You can't double team anybody. And mobile QBs, you're going to be running for your life.
Think about what the Bears would create. Montez Sweat on one side, Myles Garrett on the other. See, again, it's
with the guy who designed your offense coaching the team.
I know. Guys, tell me what you're thinking on this. For me, if you called up and said a first, a third, and Laporta, I'm doing it. That's not hyperbole. I don't care if I get made fun of. Doesn't matter to me. It's principle, okay? They're going to get a starter from you. They're going to get multiple picks from you. Now, the Bears are picking 10th overall. Well, the Bears probably can get away with giving up the number 10 overall, a number 2 or a number 3, and a starter. You can't. You're picking 28th. You're going to have to pay more. Yeah, well, who are the starters you would trade? Think this over, right? You're not trading Jahmyr Gibbs. You're not trading Amon-Ra. You're not trading Sewell. None of the other offensive linemen are tradable because they're old or unsigned or unproven. Fair? Done. Okay. Now, J-Mo, Laporta. Those would be the two offensive pieces if I'm the Bears I look at. Defensively, okay, we're not going to trade Aiden. We're not going to trade Terry and Arnold. You're probably not going to trade a Kirby Joseph. You're going to pay him. So that's what led me to say, okay, do you trade Brian Branch?
So you
get my point is, you're not trading Lee McNeil on a blown tire. You know, I don't think the Bears care about Jack Campbell. So I'm saying, like, when I say these things, because no one critically thinks anymore, like, oh, there goes Mike. No, I've already thought about it.
You know what? To me, there's only two people that you can't trade off this team.
I'll tell you about it next.
I'll give it to you right now if you want it. But I'll give it to you next.
David, can you put that in the sandbox for me? Thank you. Right. Yes.
All right.
Please.
You ready?
Be curious.
Right. Grow up.